You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name is Tommy.
I'm Henry. And
no. We're trying really hard not to crack up right now because it's such an awesome episode.
It is. It's a try not to laugh challenge episode, actually.
Yeah. We're kind of calling this like the tung-tung-tung-sahor episode.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No, we've been... we're recording this pretty late.
Because it's burning at midnight.
Because we forgot.
Oil.
Yeah, exactly. It's dark side of
dark
the tune. Exactly. I'm so.
I was like a witch with my.
I thought that was the soundboard that I got. I didn't know you made that sound. Can we get sound effect too?
Bruh.
Classic. This kind of ties into what the episode is today.
It's a try not to laugh challenge.
Yeah, it's try to listen to this episode and not turn it off challenge.
That's a good. We should have all of the episodes.
No, that's all the episodes now that Henry's here.
Now that I'm here.
But we're just, you know, I think we're having kind of a silly run.
A bit of a silly run.
Just because, you know, it's so...
Oh, poor Tommy. I abandoned her to answer a text message.
No, it's okay. This is unscripted. We don't have a script, okay? I don't know what
to
do.
Yes, we do. This was written in the script. This is such a funny bit.
Oh, yeah.
Chat.
Yeah, sorry. Shut up. What was I even saying? This is going to be an issue for this episode.
Because we're just having so much fun.
What was I saying?
The song you just listened to, that was Supersonic Racing by the Sega Sound team. That was the theme song from...
Sonic Racing. I wanted to play the Sonic Underground theme song, but...
And I said some things about it that I won't repeat.
Yeah, it's not very nice. You can't say it on the radio.
You can't play it on the radio. That's what I said.
Oh.
Our next song coming up is going to be...
This is a classic. Skrillex, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. You just heard Skrillex into Bad Apple.
That was pretty tight, Tommy.
Yeah, that was some mixing. You killed that one. Thank you. Thank you.
We were waving our hands here. It was like a real...
It's like NASA when the rocket launches. We were like crying and hugging each other. Yeah,
they do that one song, NASA Johnson style. It's like Whoopin' J&M style, but it's like the Johnson Space Center in Florida or whatever.
Is this a video?
It's a video, yeah.
It exists. Okay, you're not pulling my leg. I have never heard of this.
Yeah, I saw it at the Ontario Science Center before it was torn down by that premiere we have.
Drug Ford?
Hey,
We said that last episode. Okay,
we're adding more to the case against us.
Yeah, the ongoing libel case. Before we started... Sorry, first of all, what you just heard was Bad Apple.
By...
Oh, well, Bad Apple has been covered by so many people. I'm pretty sure that was the original, which is by Astronomeria Records. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And before that, we heard Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex. If you can tell by now.
It's two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. So when we were planning out which ones to do, we were saying it's like wine tasting, because what are you going to pair together?
What am I gonna apple together?
Nice. They're gonna take us off the air. I was thinking, because before this we were talking about a movie. What movie was it? Oh, the Inspector Gadget movie.
Oh no.
The Inspector Gadget movie, which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
For some reason.
Inspector Gadget, the 1999 live-action Inspector Gadget film, okay? I watched that stuff three times in 1 week when I was in the 10th grade, okay? That's how good it was. Yeah, it was a really depressing time. No, it's okay.
Depressing, your life.
No, but we were talking about that, and then we were talking about this actor...
Oh, what a poor fella. I mean, maybe he's living his best life. I don't know.
Well, I think he's homeless now. We're not going to say the name of the actor. Unhoused.
Beach. Oop. I'll be quiet.
But it was just interesting to see someone fall from fame like that.
Oh, but what was his name?
I'm not saying it.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, exactly. This is a libel. Last week we talked about Doug Ford.
Libel.
We're talking about this disgraced actor.
I wonder if anybody has thought of the one, the Libel Bible.
That's probably the name of a lawyer book. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Okay, next song. What's coming up after this?
I don't even know. Oh my god, it's Axel F with Crazy Frog.
Bing, bing, bong. What's going on?
Bing, 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 bing,
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and event listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
That was Rockefeller Street, the new Nightcore version by Getter Johnny.
And before that, you heard Axel F by Crazy Frog.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, oh.
Dark Side of the Classics.
Dark Side of the Classics.
Well, do you know what movie Do you know what movie Axel F was first performed in? You know where that original song came from?
I don't watch movies. I only know music.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of like the cinema correspondent. Ben,
oh, congrats.
For the show. Yeah, thanks. I just got that title. Oh my God. I think it's Beverly Hills Cops.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Oh,
yeah. Totally. Because when I was like 9, my dad showed that movie to me and my,
yeah, probably,
my 6-year-old brother. But the song was so good. Like,
well, yeah, that's why Crazy Frog stole it.
Actually. It's originally by, yeah, Harold Faltermeyer, The More You Know.
Faltermeyer.
Well, it's like, you know, Tainted Love by Soft Cell?
Sure.
It's stolen from Northern Soul music from a black woman. Did you know that?
I think I did hear about that.
Yeah, well, it's a,
like,
cover.
A lot was.
Oh, yeah, Kim Wilde, Keep Me Hanging On, Chains of Love by Erasure. It's all, they're all stolen.
They get decolonized with Tommy.
Yes, I'm... Let's do it. Let's make an episode. It's good because there's all these bands that are most well known, and they've stolen from these creators who, like, were poor their entire lives.
Oh, yeah. Look, Elvis.
Yeah. He stole from Forrest Gump. You've seen the movie.
Oh, well, that's kind of like Chuck Berry stole from Back to the Future boy, Marty McFly.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when Chuck Berry stole from Marty McFly.
That's literally what happens. He's playing the guitar back in, like, the 1950s, and then this dude at, like, the graduation where he's playing the guitar is holding up the phone, and he said, hey, Chuck, you hearing this, man? And then it's, like, implying that Chuck Berry learned how to play guitar from Back to the Future boy, which is saying that white people invented rock and roll.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I've watched Back to the Future since I was 10.
It's a funny bit, but, like, if you read, like, I don't think they meant
No, it's a little much.
Yeah.
I think Forrest Gump approached it better. That Elvis, a white man, stole it from Forrest Gump, another white man.
Elvis was gumping it?
Yeah. Because remember, because Forrest Gump does the dance.
Does the gump?
yeah, the classic Elvis move, the Gump.
Okay, what's the next song?
The next song is a Canadian classic. So we had Crazy Frog, we had Rockefeller Street. If you couldn't tell by now, the theme of the episode is most evil internet songs, or just, like, I don't even know.
Most evil internet songs.
Yeah,
evil and for so, many reasons.
Yeah. So coming up next, here is Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
Can I say he wanted her, she'd never tell. Ryandale Transitional Housing announces its first annual Christmas Toy Drive. Running from November 1st to December 10th, Ryandale invites members of the community to bring a new unwrapped toy to the following locations in Kingston from Monday to Friday, 10 till 4. 146 Clergy Street East, 494 Fieldstone Drive, or 669 Victoria Street. Toys will be distributed by Loving Hands Kingston, supporting 80 agencies across Kingston. If you'd like more information, contact Mandy, programs at ryandale.ca, or Patty, operations director at ryandale.ca.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. This is Dark Side of the Tune. Henry's smelling the microphone. What did we just play, Henry?
Oh, we just heard a personal favorite. We heard Butterfly by Smile.
Smile.dk. Smile.dk. Okay, classic. Well, that's a Dance Dance Revolution classic.
Well, I mean, if you were anybody, you played Dance Dance
Exactly.
Revolution.
Exactly. And still to this day, if you're anybody,
either you were rich and you had your house.
No. Fun Haven.
Yeah.
Haven. That's what Ottawa's child arcade.
See, I would just go to the glow in the dark bowling alley.
Oh my god, we had one of those too.
It didn't have
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh no, it was glow in the dark mini golf.
Yeah, that's mini putt.
Yeah.
That's what we had at home.
Those are awesome.
In Ottawa. Look at our similarities.
Wow, it's almost like they're just two, like, basically
no, like,
urban
awesome, awesome places. Yeah, mine had, like, one of those coin pushers machines that was, like...
Did anybody ever call you a Gerbert?
No.
Ayo, wad, wad.
Oh, that's this is some Toronto stuff. Get out of here. Oh,
yeah, probably. Because you're from the Sticks.
I'm from the Hicks.
Oh, true.
From the Sticks.
I wish people who were from the Sticks would leave me alone.
That's not nice.
Sorry.
Yeah, so before that, we listened to Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. And coming up next, here is Ghosts and Stuff by Deadmau5. That was Every Time We Touch, Nightcore version, if you couldn't tell, by Cascada. And before that, we listened to Deadmau5 with Ghosts and Stuff, two internet classics, and you will notice right now, I'm speaking uninterrupted, and that's actually because Henry's not here. We had to record this in two parts, and unfortunately, I killed him, so he's dead. But yeah, that this is good, because there is some things that I want to talk about, just without being interrupted rudely. First of all, CFRC funding drive, that is still on. If you like listening to this nonsense, and also if you pay enough money, we will go off the air, okay? So if you like listening to this or you hate listening to this, go donate at cfrc.ca, and yeah, I will delete the show. Excuse me. Yeah, that's how much it means to me. It's making me sneeze. If you donate enough, I will take us off the air. Second of all, keep your ears peeled for next week, because actual good, normal music is coming back. Hopefully. We'll see how much I let Henry decide. I might take control over the deciding what music is played. But I think next week it's going to be a special collaboration between Punk Is Dead, run by my good friend Sam, and Dark Side of the Tune. So that should be good. We should have some goth music, courtesy of me. We should have some punk music, courtesy of Sam. And whatever garbage that Henry is going to, you know, try and worm his way in there. But yeah. So definitely go check out the funding drive at cfrc.ca, and then go and make sure that you listen next week, Thursday at 9, same time, for the special collaboration. Coming up next, we're entering kind of the final stretch of songs. We have a couple more, but first up, here is Vanished by Crystal Castles. That was Oblivion by Grimes, and before that we listened to Vanished by Crystal Castles. Still kind of like older internet, but you more hear those in, like, I don't know, edits and stuff nowadays. But both Canadian, so it really works out well. And you can kind of see how they influence each other, I feel like, personally. Too bad that Crimes is just insane now. And a really, really annoying person who's, like, pandering to the bourgeoisie. But, you know, what can you do? Coming up next, we have our final two songs of the show. And I wish that Henry was here because he chose... he chose both of them, but especially the first one, which I have to say is the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life. Okay. Just great, great introduction to it. This is from 2009. It's Canadian, and you can so tell that's from 2009. Like, it is the most 2009, like, I don't even know, Xbox One or whatever. I don't know. I was a PlayStation kid, but whatever console was out then, you can just, like, you can smell the Mountain Dew and the pizza in the basement. So first up is Swagga by Excision and Datsik, and then to finish us off, which I would argue actually is the best song I've ever heard, so we're kind of like flipping it there, to finish us off is the ever iconic Carmela Dancin' by the Carmela Girls. So first up, here is Swagga by Excision.
Guess I got my swagger back. Guess I got my swagger back. My swagger back. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Before we enter today's discussion, I want to share something important. CFRC is in its funding drive. Community radio is one of the last places where independent thought, honest dialogue, and creator-driven work can exist without commercial pressure or political interference. If you believe in keeping spaces like this alive, if you believe in supporting media that serves people rather than profit, please donate at cfrc.ca or through Queen's University directly.